You're listening to the Equine Forum on HRRN, presented by Twin Spires.
Three quarters, 110-1, and they're at the top of the stretch. Gunrunner set down for the drive by Florent Giroux. He leads by two. West Coast, the only one with a chance. He's second. Well clear of the others. A battle on for third with Fear the Cowboy coming on. Gunrunner needs another 16th. It's Gunrunner in front. He'll go out a winner. He's the horse of the year, and he's Gunrunner with an unforgettable performance in the Pegasus World Cup. He won by two over West Coast second. The local horses did well. Gunavera got third. Fear the Cowboy was fourth. And the final time was 147-2. Gunrunner.
Pete Aiello with the call. Horse of the Year, Gunrunner, taking home the top prize in the 2018 renewal of the Pegasus World Cup. But which previous winner should be considered the greatest World Cup winner? Plus, would all six of those previous winners be favored in today's renewal? We'll find out. And with the NFL down to their final four this weekend, which jockey and which trainer best compares to the four quarterbacks on those remaining teams? We're going to talk about those topics and much, much more coming up on this week's edition of I Ask, They Answer with trainer Dale Romans and turf writer Tim Wilkin, all presented by the University of Louisville Equine Industry Program and the College of Business, and all starting just 30 seconds from right now.
Learn the business of horses in the world's only accredited equine business program, the University of Louisville Equine Business Program. The University of Louisville has a legacy of excellence educating and developing industry leaders for over 35 years. Classes are taught by industry experts in state-of-the-art facilities located in the heartland of America's equine industry. The University of Louisville Equine Business Program. When it comes to horses, we mean business. For more information, visit business.louisville.edu/equine.
Guys, today marks the seventh renewal of the Pegasus World Cup. The previous six winners are as follows: Arrowgate, Gunrunner, City of Light, Mucho Gusto, Nick's Go, and Life is Good. Which of those horses should be considered to be the greatest Pegasus World Cup winner to date? Timmy, you want it first?
Yeah, to me it's pretty easy. I think it's Arrowgate. I mean, he had that phenomenal streak going with the big four race winning streak he had back in the day when he won the Travers, the classic Pegasus Dubai World Cup. And, you know, he's, when he won the Pegasus, he won by 4 3/4 lengths, and he ran the fastest time ever for that race, 146.4. And, you know, I just think he towers above the other horses that were, you know, the Pegasus champions, all good horses in their own right. But for me, I'll take Arrowgate all day, every day.
Yeah, it'd be hard to go against Arrowgate, for sure. I mean, Gunrunner's a great horse, but they went over to Dubai, and Arrowgate spotted him five lengths and still ran him down from the break. So you'd have to go with Arrowgate.
All right, so Arrowgate, yeah,
that was the heralded showdown between him and California Chrome, and California Chrome was never a factor in that race, and Arrowgate just dominated. It was, you know, he proved what a phenomenal horse he was. We only got to see him for a short time, but, you know, he was the real deal.
Yes, he was.
Guys, if you put those six horses in the starting gate together, is Arrowgate the heavy favorite, or does a horse like Gunrunner or Nick's Go or jump up and take some of that money? What do you think?
I'd say Arrowgate's a pretty good, pretty big favorite. He's you know, if everybody was at their very best, he was unbeatable. So I would make him a pretty strong favorite.
Yeah, I would too. You know, I would put him odds on favorite against this bunch. And that's not taking nothing away from those others. I mean, Life is Good was a darn good horse. Nick's Go and Gunrunner. I mean, it's but from everything that Arrowgate did in that short span was, you know, comparable to what any horse has ever done in the four race span, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so too. Arrowgate certainly towers over many of those. Gunrunner, I think, maybe the only one that could really give him a legitimate tussle, if you will, in terms of the wagering and what we would see if those six were in the starting gate together. All right, topic number two. Those six Pegasus World Cup winners have been ridden by five different jockeys. Irad Ortiz Jr. has won the race twice. All five of those jockeys, guys, have mounts in today's renewal. Erod will ride Defunded. Mike Smith, Stiletto Boy. Javier Castellano rides O'Connor. Joel Rosario Proxy. Florent Giroux rides Cyberknife. If I were to give you those five jockeys versus the other seven in the field today, which bet are you going to make? Dale?
I think it's such an easy, an even field of horses. I would take the outside. I'll take the seven others.
This race, it's historically, and it's not a big sample because the race has only been going on since 16, but there's never been a big long shot that has won this race. I mean, it's, and there's really no big favorite going into this one. A Cyberknife at 5-2 is the morning line favorite. So I think that you could have a price horse that wins this race because, there is no horse that's going to scare anybody away. You got a full field of 12. It's going to be a great betting race. So I think I'm going to take the 7-2.
Well, let's say that it's one of those five jockeys that have won it before that ends up winning it today. Erod, Mike Smith, Javier, Joel, or Florent. Which of those five is most likely to add another Pegasus World Cup to their resume?
Well, Florent, I would think, would be the most likely. That horse does look like the deserving favorite, but a lukewarm favorite.
Yeah, and, Cyberknife is going to start from the outside. He's going to have an outside post. If I were going to take one of the five to win this, I might take Joel Rosario with Proxy, even though he's got the rail. I mean, Proxy's been a sneaky good horse lately. I mean, and he's come on after winning the race at Churchill in his last start in the fall. The way this race is, it looks like there's plenty of speed, and these speed might stay. And I'm not going to toss out White of Barrio. I mean, it's the Florida Derby winner. He's won all four of his starts at Gulfstream. He doesn't win anywhere else, but he wins at Gulfstream. So I'm going to keep an eye on him, and if the price is right, I might go in with both pockets on him. So and that'd be Tyler Gaffleone. So yeah, I'm thinking there's going to be a price in this race.
Yeah, White of Barrio. He would be. If I was probably betting, I'd take a little price on him. He's really training good too. He looks good out there.
Yeah, certainly a competitive renewal later today at Gulfstream Park. All right, two topics down, a few more to come, and that brings us to our weekly Right or Wrong segment where we get the chance to honor our good friend Nick Zito with a few sound bites here in this segment. And I expanded the segment for this week, guys, because with the Eclipse Awards last night, I thought there were some things to talk about there, and I certainly think there's more Pegasus conversation to be had. So, without further ado, it is time for this week's segment, Right or Wrong.
Yeah, right or wrong. Am I right? What do you think? Right or wrong?
Okay, Dale, I'm coming to you first. If I were to say that any of those previous six Pegasus World Cup winners we talked about earlier would be favored in today's renewal, would I be right or wrong?
Yeah, right or wrong. Am I right?
I stepped all over Nick. Sorry about that. You'd be 100% right. Those six, I think, would be heavy favorites, any one of them. And they'd probably win the race. But you're right. This is a much different field. It's going to be an interesting race, and it's going to be a good race to watch and bet on because it is an even group, and you could go, three or four deep with some horses that have real live chances to win. But if any one of those was in there, they'd all be the favorite, and they'd all probably win.
Well, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say wrong on that one. I think that five of them would be the favorites. I don't think Mucho Gusto would win as the favorite. He was the second choice when he ran and won behind Higher Power in 2020. I mean, yeah, Knicks Go, Life is Good, City of Light, who also wasn't favored, Gunrunner, Arrogate, those ones I think would be all favored. But Mucho Gusto didn't come in with the credentials of a horse that you'd fear in this race. So, yeah, I think Mucho Gusto would not be favored in this race. He'd be a competitor for sure, but I say Mucho Gusto would not be favored.
Well, Cyberknife ran in the Mucho Gusto race. I think Mucho Gusto at the time would have been a shorter price.
I'm not sure about that. I just think Cyberknife, he's coming into this race. It's going to be the last race of his career, but he was, he was just a lip away from winning the mile in the Breeders' Cup. And, he was a pretty competitive 3-year-old. So,
I think Cyberknife would be a better, would be a lower price than Mucho Gusto if they were to be in the same race. That's what I think.
It could be.
All right, number two, Epicenter was voted champion 3-year-old male over Modern Games and Taba last night. Did voters get that right or wrong?
Yeah, right or wrong. Okay.
Tim?
Well, I'm going to say wrong because I voted for Taba. I was kind of surprised that Epicenter won as by a big a margin as he did. He blew away Taba. With Epicenter had 155 votes to Taba's 66. You know, I get why Epicenter won because, you know, of he was probably the most consistent. But I thought that the fact that Taba had the three grade ones would put him over the top. But obviously all the voters didn't agree with me. Epicenter is deserving, but I just thought Taba could have, maybe should have, in my opinion, won it because of his three grade ones.
Yeah, I think they got it right. You know, I've been preaching Epicenter was a champion for a long time, and it's not this time, it's first of many champions to come.
All right, number three, Elite Power was voted champion sprinter over Cody's Wish and Jackie's Warrior. Did the voters get that right or wrong?
What do you think, right or wrong?
Personally, Dale? I think they got that one wrong. I thought Cody's Wish would get that. I thought it would have been a great fitting into the story.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to say wrong, too, only, and I voted for Cody's Wish, and I know that people are going to say, well, Cody's Wish, yeah, he won the mile, that's not a sprint. But it was the story. It was the story of the year, and, you know, sentimentally, I thought that was the one that should have, he should have won because of the sentimental value. And I also get why, you know, sentimental horses, you know, are not going to win these races all the time in the with the voters. And, you know, Elite Power from the same barn did win the Breeders' Cup Sprint. So, yeah, I would have wished for Cody's Wish to have won the Sprint Eclipse. But I understand why Elite Power did. I mean, and that one wasn't that close either. I mean, Elite Power had 108 votes, and Cody's Wish was second with 70, and Jackie's Warrior was third with 62. Yeah, I think it was wrong, but I also get why Elite Power won. I mean, he won five or six races this year. Then the only grade one, though, was the sprint. So I take my lumps on that one, too.
How about Regal Glory, who was voted champion female turf horse over In Italian and Warlike Goddess? Did the voters get that one right or wrong?
Yeah, right or wrong. Okay.
Timmy?
I'd say they got that one right. That one right. That's always a tough call, I think.
I'm going to say right on that because that's one of the ones I did get right. You know, Regal Glory, you know, she did have such a strong campaign, and she did try the boys twice, and, you know, to her credit, I mean, she was 10th in the Breeders' Cup Mile, and she was in the Sword Dancer at Saratoga, and she got 96 votes out to, in Italian was 51, both of those horses trained by Chad, Warlike Goddess was 47, so, you know, I thought Regal Glory definitely earned her Eclipse Award, because, you know, she showed up against her kind all year long.
Yeah, hard to fault the voters for going that direction with Regal Glory. All right, one more topic, right or wrong. Timmy, you sent out a tweet during the Eclipse Awards last night. I'm going to read it because I think it is a great discussion topic here. Mike Rapoli, co-owner of Forte, went over the allotted minute he was given to accept the award. You had him timed at 2 minutes and 37 seconds is what you put in the tweet. And then you went on to say, geez, let these people talk a little bit. Moment of a lifetime, right or wrong? So, Dale, is Tim right or wrong?
What do you think? Right or wrong?
I want to say Tim's right. Let them talk. And I'll give you a little. When I won my Eclipse Award in 2012, walking to the stage, I got a text, and it was from Bob Baffert, who was also nominated that year, congratulating me. And at the end of the text, he says, make them play you off. So. I thought that was pretty cool.
Well, of course, I'm going to say I'm right on this because I wrote the tweet. You know, this is the Oscars for horse racing. this is the moments that a lot of these guys and gals might never get again. To go up on the stage and to have 1 minute, you know, you're already nervous. You're already maybe half loaded. You're already you're in the moment. You're so excited. And, you know, 1 minute goes by awful quick. To not allow them to, you know, be in that spotlight and enjoy this moment, I think is just insane. You know, did the NTRA only rent the room out for an hour? I mean, it just seemed to me that if you're going to celebrate the accomplishments of the sport for the whole year, you should, you know, I'm not talking about going for 5 minutes, but you know, you got to give them 2 to 3 minutes. I mean, is it going to, what are people, what's the big hurry to get out of there? I know that everyone gets up early for training in the morning, but you know, this is still, you're out of there. You could be out of there by 9:30 and you're still going to have plenty of time. So I thought it was just inconscionable to have the suits and the bean counters say you only get a minute. I just thought that was ridiculous.
Timmy, I think you're 100% right, and I agree with you completely on this one. If the Eclipse Awards are being shown on a network television network, yeah, that's kind of redundant, but if it was being shown on NBC or CBS or ABC or one of those networks, and you had to stick to a certain time frame and you had time constraints, I get it. But it's not online. It's on horse racing, FanDuel TV. There's no reason that people couldn't be given a little bit more time to thank everybody that they need to thank. I completely agree with you on this one, and I think it's a valid point, and I think that was a very good tweet. That is Right or Wrong for this week. We will continue with that segment next week with some more topics. That was an expanded edition of it for you here this morning. We have one more to get to before we dive into the final point of the week that Dale and Tim will both make before we wrap up the show. And with the NFL playoffs coming down to their final four this weekend, I thought this would be kind of interesting. I'm going to present you with the name of each starting quarterback for those four teams, and I want you to tell me which jockey and which trainer compares best to those quarterbacks. And I'll throw the name out. Dale, you can go first. Tim, you'll go second. Then we'll move on to the next name. So let's start with the San Francisco 49ers and Brock Purdy. Dale, which jockey, which trainer compares best to a guy like Brock Purdy?
He's a tough rookie, so I'm going Bug Boy Jose Gomez and my good friend up-and-coming Norman Cassie, the way he's taking the game by storm and as a young guy too. So I love watching the story for Brock. I think it's one of the greatest stories in sports this year.
You know, I agree with him with Jose Gomez winning the Apprentice Award, but I went a little out of the box for the trainer. I went with Chad Brown, you know, because, you know, Brock Purdy was the last player taken in the draft, and I don't know if a lot of people expected a lot of him. When Chad first came out with his license to go out on his own in 2007, you know, I don't know if people figured what he would be able to do. And, you know, the next year, I mean, the next Breeders' Cup, he won a Breeders' Cup race, and he's been on fire ever since. So I'm going to say Chad Brown, who, you know, came out of the box running in his career, reminds me of a Brock Purdy.
Okay, we'll stick with the NFC. Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts. Dale?
I'm going to go Jose Ortiz. He's a little more serious, seems like, to me. And trainer-wise, let's make him Chad Brown, because he kind of looks serious to me. And Chad's kind of a serious guy. But and Timmy, I'll say Chad's an Ivy League graduate. I didn't have a whole lot of doubt that he couldn't figure this game out. I told him when he first started, we're supposed to train for Ivy League graduates, not against them.
Okay. Well, for Jalen Hurts, who's in his third season, and he's gotten progressively he's gotten better every year, I'm going to make my trainer Brad Cox, because Brad has, when he first started out, he got better and better and better. And, you know, he's entered horses in two Kentucky Derbies. He won one of them, even though it was by unfortunate circumstances. He wants to win it on his own for sure. So I'm going to put him as my Jalen Hurts. And I'm going to put Irad Ortiz as my Jalen Hurts jockey because, you know, he basically came out of the gates running too. And, you know, he has gotten better and better as the years have gone on. And Jalen Hurts could very well end up in the, be a Super Bowl champion this year. And Irad Ortiz has just become, you know, one of the best jockeys that we've seen. So I'm going Irad Ortiz on this one.
I love those answers. Fantastic. Let's move on to the AFC. Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow. Dale?
Joe Burrow's my favorite player in football. I want to say that he's Kent DeSarmo because Kent, whatever you say about him, he's got this swag about him. And I think Joe's the coolest guy on the planet right now. And so I'm going to make myself the trainer because I want to be as cool as Joe Burrow.
No, I was almost going to put Dale Romans and Joe Burrow, but I didn't. I put John Sadler in there because John is a quiet, confident kind of guy. And, you know, Joe Burrow is not as quiet, but he's also confident. He just goes out and does his job, and he knows what he has and what he can do. And I feel John's the same way. And as for the jockey, I'm going to put Joel Rosario in that spot because Joel – you know, you don't see a lot of bravado from him. He just goes out and does his job, and it's like he expects to win. I think Joe Burrow's the same way, and Joel expects greatness when he gets on a horse. And I think John Sadler does, too. It helps, too, that he had flight line. So for my Joe Burrow, John Sadler and Joel Rosario.
All right, that only leaves us with one. That is the Kansas City Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going to say for my jockey, this is Irad Ortiz. Got a good energy about him. He's always upbeat, always willing to play hurt, and wants to be on every horse. That's my jockey, the Irad Ortiz. And if you're going to have a list of trainers of any type, you have to have a Todd Fletcher. So we'll put Todd Fletcher as the trainer.
Yeah, I went. I agreed with you on the training with Todd. I mean, Mahomes right now is the best quarterback in the game. He just wins, wins, wins. Who do you want in the big game? You want him. Who do you want in the big race? You want Todd Fletcher, I think. I mean, he's an eight-time Eclipse Award-winning trainer. You know, the big game comes up. Todd Pletcher's the guy you want putting the saddle on your horse. And as for my jockey, I went with John Velasquez, who has also been a guy that has played hurt. And, you know, he's a guy that when the bell rings – he's there for you. You know, it's when his career is done, I don't think you're going to be able to say there were too many more that did it as good as he did. And I think you'll say the same thing when Mahomes ends his career. So I would say Johnny V and Todd for my Patrick Mahomes selection.
Timmy, you realize you just talked about four trainers and you didn't put Bob Baffert in there for one of them?
You know, I knew you were going to say something like that. You know, maybe if they had put Tom Brady in there, I would have put Bob Baffert in there.
There you go. But Tom, all right. None of these four are good enough, right?
There you go.
Bob's going to take back that autographed picture he gave you, Timmy.
Nah, he understands. Besides, he didn't give me an autographed picture. I gave him one of mine.
You bought his.
Perfect. Yeah, that'll wrap up this week's edition of I Ask, They Answer. But before we get to the final bell, we do have one last thing to get to, and that is Dale and Tim making their final point of the week. And Timmy, we'll go to you first, and then we'll head over to Dale. Timmy, take it away.
Well, I'm just going to say one more time, congratulations to you, Mike, for your Eclipse Award that you got. And well done, well deserved. I'm also going to just also say a well done to Dale Romans, who came out of the box real fast out there at Turfway Park, won a couple races the other night. His first 13 starts, he's got 6 winners. Keep it up.
Thank you, Timmy. And I want to just congratulate everybody who won last night. It was a great night for everybody. It's something they'll remember the rest of their life. It's a good evening. If anybody's never been, you ought to try to get there. And everybody needs to look at the money Mike Rapoli spent in the last few years. Let him talk as long as he wants.
Yeah, great point right there. That's a fantastic way to wrap up the show. And by the way, Dale, great job with that op-ed you put out there this week. It needed to be said, and I think you said it very well.
Thank you, but it's just time for us to start all getting along and move forward. It's law. It's here. It's not going anywhere.
Yep. Yep, great stuff. All right, if you have a question and a topic you want to hear Dale and Tim debate, you know what to do. Just email it to me, mike@horseracingradio.net, and we'll get it worked in for you. Appreciate it, guys. We're back next week with another brand-new edition of I Ask, They Answer, presented by the University of Louisville Equine Industry Program and the College of Business. And I'll be back with more. This is the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network.